So today we're going to tackle one of the biggest questions we get in Ramadan. There are many, but this is one of the bigger ones. How do I get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'm supposed to be doing that this Ramadan, right? And as easy as that should be able to do, a lot of people struggle with it. And if you're one of them, no worries. We have six ways or six tips right now on how to get closer to Allah. Let's go. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslim Speaks podcast. How have you been? I've missed you since the last one. And alhamdulillah, if you're new here, welcome, welcome, if it's your first time. And if you're an old-time listener, you know how it goes here. Mama Five, big sister to the community, recovering love, relationships, hacks, everything you need to have to thrive. Our goal here is to help women go from surviving to thriving and to become women of impact, impacting their families and the bigger society. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you guys have been doing great work with the information you've collected here at the podcast. And if you have been loving the podcast, I have one huge request. Let us know by leaving us a review on Apple or Spotify. How does it help? It helps other women find us who need help too. There's women out there struggling, not realizing there's a place they can come to get a ton. And you know how it is. People read reviews to decide whether or not they press play even the first time. And for them, it might be the difference between carrying on in a lonely way or getting real support and having a place they can call home week after week. And if that isn't the littlest good deed that you do this Ramadan, alhamdulillah, it will be greatly appreciated and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you. Alhamdulillah, what we're doing here in the podcast today is we're going to be talking about six things that you can do to help connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we are trying to have a great Ramadan, sometimes we need a little pick-me-up with that. We need a little advice, a little reminder, or a little just guidance because we're not sure what to do. And I want to remind you that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he reported that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did you catch that one? Abu Huraira said that the Prophet said that Allah said, alhamdulillah, I'm near the thoughts of my servant as he thinks about me, and I'm with him as he remembers me. And if he remembers me in his heart, I also remember him in my heart. And if he remembers me in an assembly, I remember him in a better assembly than his. And if he draws near to me by a span of a palm, I draw near to him by the cubit. And if he draws near to by the cubit, I draw near to him by the space covered by two hands. And if he walks towards me, I rush towards him. Sahih Muslim. Now, subhanAllah, we need to struggle to achieve great things. And the harder the struggle, sisters, the better the outcome is. And the truth is, getting close to Allah, while we know it's good for us, takes time. And in a kind of fast food world, nobody has any of that. Everybody wants a quick fix, a fast hit. They just want like to pop a pill and all of a sudden, you know, the headache is gone within 5 minutes. Now, it's not a realistic expectation. And the truth is, we can't expect everything to magically fall into place by doing one righteous deed. And when we do that, it makes us in despair and then we stop trying. And if you're on that train, if you're on that cycle, let's jump off today. We're going to get you on a more productive, realistic, and rewarding one in getting close to Allah. Because you need to depend on Allah always. And trust that what He's planned for you is the best you can have for this life and the next. And here are some tips to achieve closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're going to cover today. The first one is du'a. We forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs that we need His help to guide us. And while, yes, He knows about our situation, yes, He does, when we get too caught up in the dunya, we forget to ask for His help. Sometimes we substitute, other things that make us feel good fast, like scrolling social media or, you know, just laughing and joking around or, you know, texting someone else or watching a TikTok video. We're just not We're using like that quick dopamine hit of what feels good, and we're foregoing like actually solving any problems we have because we don't want to think about them. But the truth is, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, especially if we want to get closer to Him. You could actually make that dua. You can actually ask Him to help us. And we, you know, and it says in the Quran, "And when my servant asks you, O Muhammad, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls me. So let them respond to me by obedience and believe in me that they may be rightly guided." And that's in Surah Al-Baqarah 186. And so we need to reach out to Him because He's just waiting. He's just waiting for you. And He wants you to reach out. Number two, we got to stay away from some serious poison in our life. Like the stuff that is going to kill our iman. I don't know how we can expect to have ease when all we're doing is toxifying ourselves. For example, let's say you set out to have a diet, right? And you roll up to the buffet, and at the buffet, I'm the server, and I'm just piling like greasy fried chicken, greasy samosa. I know we love samosa right now, but you know, it's not conducive to health and weight loss if that's what you're going for. You know, Oreos, take a big fat chocolate cake. I mean, I'm piling this stuff on your plate. Are you going to walk away having achieved your goal of healthy eating? No, right? Why do I expect that? You know, and instead you roll up and I put some like steamed veggies, some fresh greens. Yeah, we got some substance on there in form of a lean protein or whatever. I'm not trying to talk about food too much. I know y'all are fasting. But you get me. You feel me. You got two plates in your hand. One is going to take you down one path and one down the other. Well, it's like that with our phone, right? I can go on there and indulge in time-wasting, time-distracting, maybe even haram, and then wonder why I'm not close to Allah. Or I can go in there, get a quick reminder, like maybe you're doing with this podcast, pop off and take action on it, right? The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "A good friend and a bad friend are like the perfume seller and a blacksmith. The perfume seller might give you some perfume as a gift, or you might buy from him, or at least you might smell its fragrance. As for the blacksmith, he might singe your clothes, and at the very least, you will breathe in the fumes of the furnace." Sahih Bukhari. So I hope it's really clear that depending on where we put our energy and time, we will either purify or toxify ourselves with every interaction. So stay away from the poison. Number three, get to know Allah through His beautiful names. A lot of you inside of Thrive Muslimah have been talking about this and focusing on this. And bidnillah, actually right as Ramadan ends or comes to a close, most likely we're going to be doing a series on that with one of our teachers inside, because we know the value of that. And many of you have gotten started on that journey in Ramadan, so this will be only a reinforcement and a breath of fresh air. And alhamdulillah, if you don't already know His names, we all fall in love with people the more we realize who they are and we get to know their qualities. And when you know the names of Allah, you get to know Allah and you get to know His qualities. And He loves you and wants you to know Him. And He is the one who's closest to you, right? Qareeb. So ask Him to bring you closer to Him. Call on Him using His beautiful names, Al-Wadud, and ask Him to love you more and make you love Him more. It's really that simple. We kind of tend to overthink stuff. We forget that we need to seek refuge in Allah. He'll make everything easy. Alhamdulillah. And you know what's really cool? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet, peace be upon him, narrated, "If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, He calls Gabriel saying, 'Allah loves so-and-so. Oh Gabriel, oh Jibril, love him.' Then Jibril will love him and make an announcement in the inhabitants of Jannah. 'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so-and-so. So you should love him also.' And so all the inhabitants of heaven will love him. And then he is granted the pleasure of the people of the earth as well." Sahih al-Bukhari. Now listen to that journey that believer just went on. They started off asking Allah for help to love him. You see, that initiation of that entire process started with you opening up your hands, asking Allah to love you, asking Him to help you love Him, to nurture this relationship. And then when you gain the love of Allah, it all just boom goes from there, because that's what he wants, right? He wants that. And then from there on, Jibreel says this, and then this one, till everyone that is waiting for you, right, in Jannah, they're loving you, waiting for you, right? And then also the people on the earth will love you. Did you ever meet people on the earth, like, you know, in everyday life? Everybody loves them. They're not famous. It could be your grandma. I know. She's so warm and cute and she makes good food. That could be it too. But we're talking just about people in general, like good people. You're like, that's a good sister. That's a good brother. You ever notice that? Because this is process. Allah makes the people love them on earth. Allahu Akbar. Number four, dhikr. Remembering Allah requires your tongue. It's not just in your mind, right? So remember Allah. Say astaghfar. Astaghfar Allah to erase your sins. Alhamdulillah. I just walk around the house like this in Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. Astaghfirullah. Like I'm washing dishes. Like it's not that complicated. What are we doing instead? Right? I got to do that stuff anyway. Might as well put some barakah in it. Look outside your window and say subhanallah. You know, this morning I was lying in my bed and I was there and one of my kids, they had, they couldn't sleep. So they were in the bed with us and I could feel my husband's arm over me. And I look to the left and I see my daughter's chest rising and falling as she breathes. And I could hear her breath. And then, you know, the sun was coming in because it was after Fajr. We were taking a little nap to wake up again. Like did Suhoor, ate, you know, did the prayers and remembrance. Went to take a maybe like a 45-minute nap. We wake up again and then I will go to my, you know, duties and my husband will go to work. But in that moment, I was gazing out the window and I could hear the birds. And I heard the wind and, you know, the trees were moving. And I was listening to my daughter breathe and I was feeling my husband's arm again around me. And I was just like, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. And I naturally just had to make a dhikr because these are the small blessings that we don't realize. And whether you have children or you're married or not, you have that too. As you're lying there, and whether you feel alone or not, that's not the point. I'm pointing out the birds outside. I'm pointing out people in my life that I could easily not have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for gratitude. You know, my child is laying next to me and yeah, she might have denied me sleep, but she's healthy. You know, it's these small moments alone with yourself, alone with Allah, where dhikr happens. We don't have to make a big deal, whip out my big book, you know, sit down, have 20 minutes of salah. Like, guys, live dhikr. Live it. It's a totally different experience. Make that a natural mindful habit. And the most elegant form of remembering Allah is by looking at His creation. What I was thinking about when the birds were coming in was that spring is here. And I was excited. And then I was thinking about how I get to sit out on my deck where I love to read and do my studies with my kids. In the colder months, we have to stay inside. And I was like, Alhamdulillah for the warm weather. Alhamdulillah for the ability to sit outside with the sun on our face. Alhamdulillah for the memories we'll make. Alhamdulillah for the silent moments I'll have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out there. These are the things I'm thinking about, you know? See what happens when you're sitting and remembering. And even when you're in Ramadan, maybe you're going to the mosque, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, reminds us, and His messenger reminds us, whenever some people gather in one of Allah's houses to recite the book of Allah and study it amongst themselves, then calmness and tranquility descends upon them. The angels surround them. Mercy covers them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them to those who are with Him. Sahih Muslim. Subhanallah. You get talked about. You get chatted about. How many of you sisters, my Thrive sisters, are here? And you've been in a session where we were remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you know that? You were getting mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. May Allah increase you. Number five, follow the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. follow the sunnah and you will have better behavior and ethics. You want to be a better person? You want to scale up, right? You want to be a better woman? Follow the sunnah, right? Read more about the Prophet, peace be upon him. Fall in love with your messenger in his character, his adab, so you can emulate it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so in the Quran. He says, say, O Muhammad, to mankind, if ye love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins, and Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. So we have all these ways to have Allah love us, right? SubhanAllah. What are they, sisters? Are you catching them? How can Allah love us? Right? SubhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. So we're in the house of Allah and remembering Allah. He's so happy with us and he's going to mention us to others, right? Alhamdulillah. When you are just knowing the names of Allah and mentioning them and asking Allah to love you and for you to love him, and Allah becomes, you know, beloved to him, you'll be mentioned to everyone in the heavens and the earth. SubhanAllah. And here we're seeing that, you know, in the gathering. So the more you get close to Allah, the more he'll get closer to you. And the more barakah you will see in your life. See, that's the after effect of all of this. The after effect is you're going to find your life easier. So for all of you who want your life easier, you know, like we're like, oh my gosh, my life is so stressful. It's overwhelming. It's so hard. Ask yourself if you're doing things that are making you love Allah and Allah love you. Because you know, a lot of people look at du'a as a chore. A'udhu billah. Oh, you know, it's so much of me. But when you look at what the purpose is, Allah wants you, ease for you. He wants you to be loved by the people of Jannah. He wants you to be loved by the people of the earth. He wants your day to have complete afia and ease. These are not just things we have to do because we're Muslim ladies. They are the key to our tranquility, to the peace in our chest, to the ease in our relationships, to everything we're actually looking for. So when we start to embrace these acts, these deeds, as beautiful ways to get what we're looking for, as opposed to things that we have to do on a list to be a good person and they feel, you know, like a big, heavy responsibility, your whole world changes. Bottom line. Take it from someone who's done it both ways. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you. May Allah give you ease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easier fasting. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Please, sisters, if you make dua for me and my family and wish the same for me, this is the most important thing. And like I said, if you are finding benefit in these reminders, in these podcasts, when you close this one today, leave your thoughts in the review section so another sister can stumble upon it and find her way back to Allah. It's these little good deeds that we do that we don't realize the weight of them. Imagine if your one comment, your one word helps so many. SubhanAllah. See you in the next podcast.